home at the wedding time,
no,
huh?
We had some people that learned to play the card game, but no, dancing was out. The card games were out, basically, you know. I'm sure they were played on the sly, but and dancing was done that way, too.
Yeah. How about drinking? Was that?
Drinking, you know, is another story. Beer was a very acceptable drink. Mm. And of course, that goes back into the fact that the settlers, you know, it was safer for them to drink beer than it was to drink some of the water.
Mm-hmm. And they made it, didn't they? They made their own beer.
They could make it. And they used, hard liquor was used too, to some extent. But of course, drinking too much was frowned upon very much.
In your church?
In the church and the neighborhood as well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of foods do you remember that were served at weddings? Traditional food.
Traditional. There's nothing unusual that I recall in retrospect outside of what, you know, what we had for cake and sundaes or any
German things?
Any German foods. Oh, you had plenty of Kuchen and you may have had dumpling soup, all of that kind of thing. Homemade bread.
Yeah. The decorations and flowers and things? Were they made by the families themselves then?
What we had, yes. That was at a minimum because, you know, you couldn't get too much of it.
Yeah. How were wives and husbands chosen? Those days of choosing a mate probably were in the past, huh?
As far as I was concerned, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anybody, any family that were somebody. Well, they probably made suggestions and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but no actual arranged marriages.
No.
Did the women help with the outside chores?
Yes. Some more and some less. For instance, there were times a year when the women would do the milking, or at least a big share of it, do the chores, feed the chickens, and so on, while the men were working in the field taking care of the horses. The women would more or less take care of the gardens. And then during harvest time, many times they had to help with stacking the grain or with the bundles.
Besides doing all the cooking in the house, huh? I don't know how they did it all.
Well, there was time provided for it. If they did one thing, they probably didn't do the other most of the time.
Yeah.
There was somebody else doing that.
Did the people in the family get along pretty well then, as far as the work arrangements, who did what? Did your parents always agree on things?
I think so, pretty well.
Pretty well.
The man's work was outside and in the fields, and the woman's work was basically in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably just as well, because the field work took an awful lot of energy and strength in many cases.
Would you say there was your father the boss of the family, you might say, or?
I think so. That was more or less accepted situation. But in many families, the woman had a lot to say.
Really?
It depended on personalities.
Who was a better manager and things like that?
That, or who could out yell the other one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So the father, your father was the decision maker pretty much, huh?
Basically in our family, yes.
Financial decisions was, and...
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And your mother had the, made the decisions in the home, I guess. Maybe with,
yeah,
more so with the children, too.
Yeah. Well, she, for as long as she lived, she was quite capable in, you know, in what she was able to do. And that was not a problem. She could make decisions.
Uh-huh.
But of course, you realize she didn't live that long.
No. Did she have control of the money, too?
No, that was basically my father's domain, I guess. And no such thing as a separate bank account or anything of the kind.
Yeah. Did they use a bank?
They used the bank, yes. But not like you do today.
Yeah.
Dad wrote checks sometimes, I think, but most of the time, whatever money was handled and spent was cash.
Mm-hmm. But he trusted a bank, huh?
Well, not, I wouldn't go so far as to say that he trusted everyone, because if you go back and into the history of the 30s, the banks caused a great deal of concern.
Yeah.
And so the trust was always
shaky, huh?
Shaky.
But before that, too?
Not really. I think the trust was much better before that,
mm-hmm,
before the banks went broke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there music and entertainment in your home?
Some.
Some?
Yeah. In our particular case, there wasn't an awful lot. We did have an old pump organ.
Oh.
And so we had a little music.
Uh-huh. Who played that?
Well, my dad was basically the one that played that.
Oh.
Later on, some of the kids did a little bit. None of it ever developed into a great deal of music.
Uh-huh. Did your parents encourage the kids to play?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So they really supported education, didn't they?
Oh, yes. I don't...
Learning and...
In our family, yes. Education was supported.
Would you say that it wasn't the norm?
Yeah. Probably that's correct. Because in many families, they didn't have the opportunity or even the resources to go to school beyond the eighth grade. But by the time I finished the eighth grade, we had reached the point where you were required to finish the eighth grade. By state law.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't have to go beyond that.
Yeah.
But there were many people who didn't, like I said, didn't have the resources at the time. Or if their help was needed at home, they couldn't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And in our case, too, my brothers didn't get to college, except business college or something of that kind.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But not as much as you had.
No.
Mm-hmm. When the adults had company on Sunday afternoons or whenever, were the children allowed to stay with them?
Probably in the next room.
Oh. Not right
or
in the room.
Or outside.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because the kids could make a lot of noise.
Yeah. It was just kind of accepted that the kids would not be in the company of the adults.
Well, no. They wouldn't be sitting around in the same group. They're just too impatient for that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any songs from your childhood, like from school or?
Frankly, I haven't reviewed any of that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If I did a little digging, I could probably come up with one of the song books that we used in school, because I saved some of those. The Golden Songbook was one of them, and it had all Home Sweet Home, America, Star Spangled Banner.
Those are English?
Mason Dixon.
Oh. Those are English now. Do you remember anything in German?
Not out of school.
Oh, not out of school.
We didn't speak German in school.
In your grade school? Weren't they? Wasn't that German?
No.
Well, no. Okay.
No. You hear people today complaining about the fact that they can't speak their language in school. I know all about that. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt?
No.
Uh-huh.
It was good for me to learn to speak English.
Yeah.
Because we were speaking German at home.
Right. We had two languages, you know.
Absolutely.
Do you remember being punished for, you know, if the kids did talk German in school?
Yes.
What happened?
If you were caught speaking German on the playground, you might lose recess time.
Did you have some pretty good teachers?
Yes. Not too highly trained, because in those days, you could teach school with 1 year of high school. But, oh, and there were some pills, too.
Was there a community meeting place for young people?
The only place that would count as that would be the church.
Oh.
Or school program. In those days we had, in the country school, you'd have a program for several of the holidays. And everybody, of course, would go to that. And there'd be events at the church where everybody would go. In the summertime, we often have a picnic. We live close to the river. So that was an attraction.
Yeah.
And we'd have picnics with homemade ice cream.
Was that with relatives?
Relatives or friends, you know, or neighbors.
Uh-huh. Like for July 4th, maybe?
You bet.
Mm. Were there firecrackers then?
Yes. You couldn't afford too many of those, but yes, we had firecrackers.
That's probably a real treat to get a few firecrackers. Yeah. Yeah. You play games then?
Play games, sometimes ball games.
Baseball?
Baseball came in, you know, when we were a little older.
Yeah.
And just tag or something of that kind when they were younger kids.
You remember the names of some of those games?
So many of them were played at school. There was tag, pump, pump, pull away, and andy over, you know, threw a ball over the building. Those were outside games, and we had some games that were played inside. Spelling bees were very common in inside games.
Mm-hmm. Spelling bees, huh? And educational, too.
Well, yeah.
And fun.
That's part of the reason for it.
Yeah.
Oh, we even had math contests.
Is that right? That's interesting. Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Were your parents or grandparents superstitious at all of anything?
No, I don't recall any of that. The only thing I can remember is my maternal grandfather. Like I said a while ago, he was very outspoken. And I think when he came over here, somebody told him there were Indians in this country. And I don't believe that he ever saw one. But he was always prepared for an Indian to show up. He had a loaded shotgun behind his door.
Well, if they came in, what, 1885?
Yeah.
Well.
Somebody had told him a good story somewhere,
yeah,
and he was prepared. But part of that was his nature. I don't know if any other superstitions that exist, really.
Did they rely on a lot of, you know, well, like old healing techniques, or like predict the weather? Anything that they may have used in those days? Let's say for predicting the weather, or anything to do weather related.
No, I can't think of any. The wind and the clouds and the sun, you know, paid attention to that.
Yeah.
But that was nothing out of the ordinary.
Moon phases?
Not really.
Okay. How about healing techniques? Folk remedies? You know of any?
There were some talked about, you know, we talked about folk remedies and what you would call quacks today, and some of their work, and some people tried those out. But no, I don't have any knowledge of anything special that came up then.
Are you familiar with, yeah?
Excuse me. We did have a doctor available when I was a kid, but he was a long ways away, as you can imagine, 18 miles. And if you got sick, you could get the doctor, you called him out, otherwise you just sit it out, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Like, are you familiar with Brauka? Brauka?
I should know what that is, but I can't recall definitely.
Well, so older women would probably massage a certain area of the body.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Oh.
But we didn't use it to any that I know of.
Uh-huh. But there were women that did that then?
Yes, and you heard about it.
Uh-huh. So they were in use then by people? Did people call on them?
I don't know of anybody around in our area that did that. The only thing that I know that helped in the area of health or medical,
mm-hmm.
we had a Lutheran pastor in our area. And people went to him for help when they were sick or for any illness, really. And he could set bones, broken bones.
Mm-hmm.
He was very, very good at that. And the story behind that is, before he got out of Russia, you know, migrated to the United States,
mm-hmm.
he served in the Russian army as a medic,
mm-hmm.
and was trained in that field. So he was not only a pastor in his church, but he served hundreds of people when they were sick, or broken bones, or...
Do you remember his name?
Heipel.
Hmm.
You heard the name?
Yes, I have. Uh-huh.
I think there's some Heipels up there.
Are there?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with the ones in Hebron.
That's the same.
Pastor Heipel. I don't know, maybe his father did that too.
How old was this pastor?
Well, when I was just a young girl, he was... I don't know, then middle age maybe? That wouldn't be... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he was... you know what you call that in German?
Pastor Heipel? No, I don't.
You set the bones?
No, I don't... Didn't have any special name for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about midwives? You remember midwives?
That's the only way we were born in our family.
Hmm. Who were the midwives then?
I don't remember their names.
But they were relatives?
They were relatives, neighbors in the community.
Mm-hmm. How were they paid for their services? As the same with this Pastor Heipel, you know.
That's an interesting question. You paid if you had money.
And if you didn't have money?
Well, you probably gave him a chicken or whatever.
But you gave him something, right?
Yeah.
And he, mm-hmm.
Well, if you had any conscience at all, you'd certainly give them something. But I don't remember that Pastor Heifel, for example, ever insisted on being paid. But I'm sure he did. I'm sure so many times he didn't.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Do you remember German newspapers?
Staatsanzeiger.
Oh.
I had that mark.
Do you remember getting that at home, huh?
Yeah, for a time.
Did you read it too?
Parts of it. Oh, I think I should mention in this connection a church paper.
Oh.
For the German Congregational Church that was printed. Yes. The Kirchenboden. That's a church publication.
Okay. And that was put out by the Congregational Church?
Yes. At the headquarters in Redfield, South Dakota.
Oh. Uh-huh. Did your parents look forward to getting the newspaper and Kirchenboden too?
Yeah.
And they both read the papers?
Well, at least parts of it.
Yeah. Did the children too?
Not to any great extent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if my brothers read much of it or not. I suspect that two or three of them did. But I read at least some of it too.
What kind of information were they looking for in the paper, do you think?
Well, the Staatsanzeiger, for example, is a state news, state and area newspaper.
Oh.
I think it was published in Bismarck at the time.
Mm.
And it seems to me the Bismarck Tribune eventually replaced some of that.
Oh, it could be. Mm-hmm. Did you think that people looked for information from the old country in those newspapers?
Yes. Whatever they could get, which was probably quite limited.
Yeah. Especially as time went on.
Yeah. But some of the people that came over from Russia probably contributed some articles occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think like your grandparents would have read that,
mm-hmm.
You know. Do you remember when your family got their first modern conveniences?
Oh, golly, I don't know.
Must have been a big event to get the radio and telephone.
Well, I think the radios more or less kind of sneaked into our community.
Hmm.
But I can remember those early ones that you had to hook up a big storage battery to make it go. And then the battery would run down.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the years.
The television, you remember a television coming?
Well, that was modern days.
Yeah. Remember watching Lawrence Welk?
Not a great deal on television.
Is that right?
I remember him on radio.
Really?
Lawrence Welk and Whoopi John. Those were the bands at the time.
Was that listened to by the young people more so than the older people?
Both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you sit by the radio and listen to programs at a certain time of day?
Later on, yeah.
In the evening, probably.
I remember Amos and Andy and an earlier one was the Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Morning broadcast.
Uh-huh. If you're thinking about your family now, who would you say you remember the best, and who did you look up to?
I'd say my paternal grandparents, and then one of the older uncles.
Is that right?
Possibly.
What was special about him?
I don't know that I can tell you or not. He's probably just his character, his ways.
Yeah. you learned from him? Well, this has been very enlightening. Thank you very much, Richard.
I hope my coffee didn't upset you too much.
Not at all. Not at all. Thank you.
Okay.
This is an addendum to the oral history that we just had. Richard Herring has another thing to say about schools.
Yes. During the summer, during their regular school vacations, for several years, I remember that we attended a German school. Our parents got together and organized what they call a German school. We kids would go to school, and it'd probably have a minister or some other capable person in the community teaching the school. And we'd be reading German books, maybe confirmation books, maybe Sunday school books, or the German alphabet readers, and to maintain our ability to speak and read in German. And in some cases, some of us actually learned to write too.
Yeah. Was it held in the schools?
In the schools.
Was that allowed then?
Oh, I mean, you bring up an interesting question. Nobody questioned it then.
Yeah.
The school belonged to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wanted to use it that way, I guess they could. I don't know.
Their taxes paid for it, I suppose.
Sure.
So it's interesting that they wanted to maintain that culture. You know, even though they were willing to become Americanized.
Yeah. They were not opposed to the American way of life, speaking the American language and accepting the American economic situation.
Mm-hmm.
But they were also wanting to maintain their German language, the German culture, their ways.
Mm-hmm. How about political ideas? Did they go along with the government pretty much, I guess?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Pretty patriotic?
And took sides in political parties.
What was your family?
Republican.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. One of the most effective politicians that we had in North Dakota. And you'll recognize the name. A man by the name of Bill Langer.
And he was neither Republican or Democrat.
Well, he was a good politician, in a way.
Uh-huh.
But when he campaigned in western North Dakota, a large portion of his campaign speeches were in German. And the people turned out to listen to him.
Hmm.
And that's why he got elected.
I didn't know he was German.
He could out-preach any German minister.
Was he from Germany? Wasn't a German from Russia?
Langer?
Yeah.
German?
Yeah. Did your parents respect him then?
Oh, yes.
All the way, huh?
All the way. My dad and I had a big argument one time about that. When I was old enough to vote, he said, "You vote for Bill Langer." I said, "I'll give it a little thought first."
Did you?
I did.
Who was the other one running?
Well, all of the people in politics at that particular time were quite interesting. There was a Lemke. There was a man who was not German by the name of Townley. Oh, the Burdicks had their start at that time.
Oh. Yeah. Well, this has been very interesting. Thank you.
Okay.